Welcome to Conversations in Cannabis. Today's episode features Aaron Sweat, CEO at California-based Humboldt Social, a hospitality brand currently running a social use lounge in collaboration with Papa and Barkley. This episode was recorded over the phone on May 12th, 2021. Aaron Sweat, co-founder and CEO over at Humboldt Social. Really appreciate you being willing to take the time to talk to me today.
Yeah, happy to. You guys are great.
Well, you guys are doing incredible things up there in Northern California. I mean, you opened Humboldt Bay Social Club, during the pandemic, which obviously has to be extremely difficult in and of itself. And now you guys are partnering with Papa and Barkley on a social use experiment. I'm kind of curious, what was the impetus to actually team up with Papa and Barkley in the first place?
It seemed like an easy fit. So John O'Connor used to be on the executive board with Papa and Barkley and really helped drive that ship for the past 4 years to create, simple balms and tinctures to the entire P&B product line now and helped grow the company to where it is. So John, a while ago has kind of always had his eye on hospitality a little bit more than products, but sees the benefits and the growth in the cannabis industry. He then stepped out of an active role at Papa and Barkley and wanted to combine the two concepts of cannabis and hospitality together.
Nice. Now, let's say I'm going to the Papa and Barkley Social for the first time. What is something that I can expect to be able to experience?
Well, hopefully good service and education. Those are kind of the two things that we're really leaning into, and just a really fun experience and a transparent, open experience with cannabis. For so long, this plant's been very coveted and secretive. And so we really want to, guide people to the right direction of, the good products, and then also consume right on site. So.
Well, and when you're looking at social use here in the state of California, it's been something that has been, pushed for a long time. There's been a lot of problems in a lot of, municipalities. Obviously, down here in Los Angeles, we have our own mess of issues with social use lounges. Up in Northern California, this is something that the industry has been pushing for a while. Being somebody that is doing it, right, and doing it in a way that, the industry can be proud of. When you were originally designing out the space with the Papa and Barkley team, what are some of the goals and ambitions that you had behind the project in order to make it a success?
Well, good question. A lot of this is still really unknown in terms of how successful it can be, but we just brought in our minds the fundamentals of, being transparent, being very business-minded, being very community-focused. And it seemed just like a great fit because John and Amy from their hospitality side brought a lot of successes from that into, the social aspect, in and around cannabis. And so let me know if that did or didn't answer your question. But we're learning and we're constantly adapting as well.
Well, it does answer my question, but just as a little bit of an expansion, like when you're looking at, kind of where you were maybe a year ago when you're starting to get this all kind of planned out and where you are today, what are some of the things that you've learned along the way? Obviously, being an operator here in California in the best of times is difficult. Right now it's exponentially more difficult. What are some things that you kind of learned along the way?
Oh, man, consumers, they're always changing. I would say everyone in the cannabis industry across the board would agree with that. Our demographic and base of customers is fluctuating, I guess, more than any other industry. So adapting our services to try to feed as many of those as possible. For the most part, our goal or our demographic for our business is you know, affluent women and older, you know, groups. So that's kind of, you know, the focus. Like in any industry, you need to have a focus. And so that's what we're going after, the like less educated folks in cannabis, or the more fearful of cannabis is kind of what we're going after. So we realize we need to meet them, you know, in a place where they understand. So hospitality, restaurants, spa services. So we integrate cannabis with those kind of things. And all of a sudden they see it as any normal industry, any normal plant, herb, anything that you can, you know, buy at the shelf, you know, GMC, GNC, or your local grocery store. So,
well, in 55 plus is the fastest growing demographic in cannabis, especially because of medical use. When you're dealing with a demographic that is, say, apprehensive to cannabis, or maybe, you know, you know, want to try it for medical usages, or, you know, to help them with their sleep or whatever, what are some of the biggest, you know, roadblocks that you're seeing to that education push? You know, the consumers, you know, here in California are definitely getting more and more educated, but, you know, obviously you're looking at newer markets open up. They still think THC is kind of like the end all be all for cannabis. What is kind of, you know, your, what you're seeing as you're starting to, you know, kind of bring in that demographic?
So fear-based, honestly, fear and stigma. Those are the two biggest things that we're just trying to change people's minds on. I mean, I constantly reach out to older women in the community that run their own businesses. And I ask them like, hey, what would get you to be more curious about this, or to step into, you know, a cannabis retail, you know, establishment? I try not to say dispensary, just because they associate that with, you know, a different time. And in my mind, you know, cannabis is so fast, quickly moving in the market. It's constantly changing, that I'm trying to just veer people away from this mindset. And so, you know, one of the direct things that we do is just say, hey, just come see the space. And if you feel uncomfortable, or if you feel pushed, like, please let me know, or leave. But just come experience what new cannabis is like, and what, you know, some of the good sides of legalization has brought to this industry.
And when you're looking at the products that you're offering, when you're, you know, targeting a 55 plus demographic, I mean, probably, you know, especially since it's Pop and Barkley, you don't have the emphasis on the flower, but maybe on the, you know, the edible side. You know, Pop and Barkley just came up with their edibles, or, you know, what they're most known for is their transdermals and their balms. When you're walking somebody through a product offering for the first time, and you're trying to kind of gauge what they might be inclined to use and enjoy, what are some of the steps that some of your concierges, you know, kind of go through in order to match a particular user with a particular product?
Really good question. We actually have training for that. So we typically, you know, bring people in and say, okay, what do you need this for? You want it for medical reasons, pain, you know, digestion, inflammation, you know, what's the medical side of it? Or do you want this for, you know, having fun, more of the recreational side of it? And usually the new users, we always start with low THC topicals and tinctures. And then we kind of guide them into the direction of like, start small and build your way up.
When I last talked with the CEO for Papa and Barkley, I believe she had mentioned that they were going to launch an alternative cannabinoid line. When you're looking at, you know, say CBN or something like that for wellness, are you guys starting to look at that and encapsulating that as part of, you know, maybe a spa or wellness program? Are you guys looking at more on the alternative cannabinoid side, or are you kind of just right now trying to figure out what your you know, what your consumers are looking for?
Yeah. So right now we are just in the thick of just establishing kind of a bulkhead of or beachhead of customers. So what's our sell through? What are our primary products? You know, what is kind of a core for our demographic? That's kind of number one. But Nick, I'll be honest. This plant, this industry, this potential is untapped, man. The amount of cannabinoids coming out there, both on the hemp side and THC side are, it seems endless. And so, and then the potential of those cannabinoids are endless. So yes, in the future, are we going to be looking at other cannabinoids to include in our SKUs? Absolutely.
You know, I'm curious, you know, a lot of operators in the space, especially nowadays, during the 215 days, it wasn't even a question. You know, if you're an operator in a space, you probably consume yourself. You know, being now in the 64 days, I'm curious, you know, are you a consumer yourself? And if you are, you know, what's kind of your favorite way to consume and your favorite strain to use?
So it's good question. It's funny. I've been coined as a closet smoker. basically, it's a way of, I don't consume all the time just because it slows me down. That's a good thing about THC for me is it slows me down in everything I'm doing. It rests my brain. It gives me better sleep. So for the most part, I am your consumer who, you know, wants to relax, sit on the couch and sleep really well. So I am a consumer, but I'm a lightweight. 2 to 5 milligrams is where I like to be in an edible. And I'll take that mainly for sleeping.
Gotcha. Now, edibles definitely, you know, especially from the 215 days now to the 64 days, you know, the biggest problem during the 215 days, as you probably may or may not know, is that, you know, edibles were, the dosing was unreliable. You know, you're going to eat a small edible, maybe take a piece of it. That's got all the concentrated cannabis in it. And then on the other side of the edibles, got nothing. Are you seeing any type of apprehension from maybe your older demographic who maybe had tried brownies during the 70s or 80s and are, you know, you're trying to ease them in now to, you know, something like Papa and Barclay's chocolates, which have a regulated, you know, dosing regimen. Are you kind of seeing that, or what are you seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the experienced consumers or the, you know, the heavy hitters, they know what they want. They'll come in and they can consume, let's say 50, you know, milligrams of THC or more. Those guys know their world. They know, you know, they know cannabis very well. The new users, that is absolutely the story. They're like, hey, I had a brownie when I was, you know, 21, totally got way too stoned and I never want to touch it again. And so our whole thing is like, look, start small, start at even 1 milligram of THC, start somewhere and don't, you know, please do not start over consuming, even if you don't feel the effects after 2 hours. Usually cannabis kicks in 30 to 90 minutes. Some metabolisms are different, but it's like, hey, start small for the day. And then the next day or whatever day after, you know, increase your dose until you find that perfect level. Because for me, and it's all about delivery systems. Sometimes when you infuse cannabis in different products, your body absorbs it different. So it's super interesting how this plant works with the individuality of people.
And when you're, one of the things that it works universally for most people is they do get the munchies from time to time. And you, you know, you guys have a wonderful food truck up there that you guys are offering to the people who are attending at your social lounge. I'm kind of curious, what was the decision process behind deciding which types of food or which food truck services to go with in order to facilitate your consumers?
Yeah. So of course we want our food to taste better than everyone else's. And we think cannabis will help with that. But for the most part, you know, and that's not really my world. Pavel, our amazing chef, who's leading the kind of the menu charge. Really, we just want to provide something a little bit different in Humboldt, because, you know, we do live in a little bit of a bubble up here or in Eureka. Good service, quality food, and just something different from the other restaurants around here. So that was it.
I was going to say, it's not just the food, though, and the quality service. You guys also have quality product offerings. And one of the things that I noticed was that you guys aren't just offering Papa and Barclay. Usually when people open up a flagship, they only have their own products. I noticed that you guys were offering a couple women-led farms to be able to offer their product offerings. What was the drive behind doing that? And are you guys going to expand on that? Or, you know, kind of tell me about what that process was like for you guys.
Yeah. From a business sense, it makes it easier in terms of operations. It may not be more financially, you know, appealing because, you know, if you have 1,000 SKUs on the shelf, you're probably going to drive more traffic or grab more demographics of people. But we really wanted to, for one, kind of take it slow because we are, you know, the first consumption lounge here in Eureka. So we wanted to take it slow. We wanted to highlight women-led farms because that's a part of kind of our core values with Humboldt Social. And two, some of those farmers have worked with Papa and Barkley before, so there's already a good relationship. So much of cannabis is a good relationship and just good practices, really like any business though. And so it was kind of an easy one for us because Papa and Barkley has so many SKU lines. It's like, great, we got a good base there. And, you know, a lot of these farmers, you know, some of them do a lot of wholesale, and then the ones we chose had retail products ready to go, and they're all heavy drivers in the community. Some of the first for licensing and Humboldt, and it goes along with our core values, and they're, you know, amazing driven women. So, and to answer your latter part, yes, we will potentially start opening that up to more brands, but right now we just want to stick with the three.
And they're definitely three incredible brands. When you were, you know, kind of going through this process, getting everything set up and ready to open the doors for the first time, what was your say, you know, obviously in a business mentality, you're always thinking for the future. When you're looking at the roadmap for what you want this business to be in, say, 1 year or 3 years or 5 years out, if you had a canvas that you could paint upon, you know, what is your optimal, you know, future look like for Humboldt Social?
Oh, man. Our team to feel heavily successful, our business, obviously, to grow, and our cause to be known throughout the United States, at least for the next 5 years. Our cause is normalizing cannabis, and we want to do that through hospitality. That's the simplest way of saying it. And, you know, and for me, it's just innovation. I think this industry, no matter what, you know, it just keeps growing. And I just hope, you know, it keeps growing in the right direction, at least what I'm seeing. Usually, you know, bad practices sift out after a while. So it just takes time.
Well, and being in Eureka, you know, you guys being at the Pop and Barkley kind of manufacturing facility, you know, creating this experience, when you're looking at the future expansion, are you guys have any possibility of, maybe I'm thinking about this selfishly, are you guys potentially going to move into Southern California?
I hope so, man. You know, it's kind of funny. When I first started up here in Eureka, my goal was to be here for a couple of years and then expand into Southern California. Business never goes the way exactly you think it'll go. So it's been a windy road, but you know, the team I'm working with and our drive is truly impressive. And yes, I short answer is I hope we're in Southern California by the end of this year, beginning of next.
Well, definitely looking forward to that. As an LA native, it is a long trek up to Northern California. I definitely will make that trip sometime this year. I definitely want to see what you guys got going on in person. Love social use lounges, and being the first in Eureka definitely has to be a little bit of, you know, a little bit nerve wracking. You know, you have the weight of Humboldt and the Emerald Triangle behind you. you know, definitely not the easiest, but you guys are doing it right. And you guys have partnered in with one of the best companies in California, in my opinion, Papa and Barkley. Bar none, they are one of my favorite brands. I got to ask, you know, in the closed term, you're trying to move to Southern California, hopefully by the end of this year. Possibility of future out-of-state expansion plans?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole goal of, you know, normalizing this thing is not just to stay in California. We think the best place to grow a brand is California. And that's kind of our stake in the ground for the start of, you know, everything we want to do. But there's a lot of influential states out there. You know, I worked in Texas for about 6 years, so I would love to see this in Austin, Texas. That's a very progressive place in Texas. I'm originally from Florida, so I would love to see it in Florida. You know, I know there's a lot of cannabis activity going on in Florida. Short answer, yes, I hope we expand. And, you know, I hope we keep pushing forward to expanding overseas as well, because I think setting up that connection of California cannabis to, let's say, Europe is just going to be a game changer. You know, in the old ways of doing things, it's already over there. So people know about California cannabis. So if we can do it in a compliant way, it's going to, you know, get this amazing sun-grown product and these strains all over the world.
Well, as somebody who goes to, well, at least before the pandemic, as somebody who went to Amsterdam every single year for New Year's, I got to say, I would love to see something that's more experiential and something that's more catered towards the consumer than the coffee shops out there. The coffee shops out there kind of like our bars, their party scenes. I want to see something more wellness related. It's more relaxing, you know what I mean? So if you guys can get out to Europe, that would make my day. That's pretty much everything I had, Aaron. Last question for you though, if you could give an offering, I mean, being somebody that's obviously doing the first social use lounge in Eureka, somebody that's doing this type of experiential consumption lounge, you know, for people that are opening up in new markets, you know, just as a standard operator, say you're a retailer or your manufacturer, if you could give one piece of advice to operators who are just coming into the space, is somebody who's learning yourself, what would you tell them?
Know your sales as best as you can. Know how you're going to sell your product. Second closest to that is knowing how to get your product to market. There is very little similarities with the old ways of doing things and the new ways of getting product to market.
Excellent. Well, you guys are definitely the ones helping turn this cannabis industry into a true CPG traditional market. You guys are helping pave the way towards normalcy. I really appreciate everything you guys got going on. Can't wait to come up to Northern California and finally see it in person. I've been talking with Aaron Sweat, co-founder and CEO for Humboldt Social, recently partnered with Papa and Barkley on Papa and Barkley Social, a experiential consumption lounge and dispensary up in Northern California. Really appreciate your time today, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. And I will say, I agree with you with Papa and Barkley. They've given us an amazing opportunity and I'm honored to be working so close to them and in Eureka. If it wasn't for the municipality allowing us to do this, we wouldn't be doing it.
Well, and yeah, hats off to the entire Humboldt community for everything that they've done for the cannabis industry. Really appreciate you guys and can't wait to come up in person and see what you got going on.
Looking forward to meeting you in person, Nick, and thank you very much.
We would like to thank Aaron for his time and being on today's episode. You can find out more about his social use lounge and wellness center with Papa and Barkley by visiting them online at www.papaandbarkleysocial.com. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you here on the next episode of Conversations in Cannabis.